with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. His associates say they're working to confirm Russia's claim that imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny has died. Russian authorities say Navalny, an outspoken foe of President Putin, fell ill this morning, lost consciousness, and died. The BBC's Paul Adams says Navalny was 47 years old.
For years, Alexei Navalny was a thorn in the side of the Kremlin. A lawyer by training, he started out as an anti-corruption blogger, but he shot to prominence in 2011 during protests over parliamentary elections tainted by allegations of fraud. The demonstrations were the largest Russia had seen for years. Navalny was arrested, suddenly emerging as a significant opposition figure. His charismatic presence on the streets soon made him a regular target of the authorities. Alexei Navalny leaves behind a wife, daughter, and son.
Serving 19 years on charges of extremism, Navalny was sent to a remote penal colony above the Arctic Circle. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump says the U.S. is playing the sucker when it comes to NATO funding. He says we're paying $200 billion to the alliance, while the Europeans are shelling out just $25 billion combined.
Their economy, when you add up the countries that make up NATO, it's about the same size as our economy. So we're in for $200 billion, they're in for $25 billion.
Mr. Trump says that's not fair. He recently created something of an uproar when suggested that under his watch, the U.S. might not come to the defense of a deadbeat NATO partner who was being threatened by Russia. There could be a verdict later today in Mr. Trump's civil fraud trial in New York, a politically motivated sham, according to the former president. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 97 points, NASDAQ futures 33 points higher. This is SRN News. Greece has become the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize gay marriage. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Ναι, 176. Όχι.
Despite opposition from church officials, a cross-party majority of 176 lawmakers in the 300-seat Greek parliament voted in favor of the same-sex civil marriage bill drafted by the prime minister's center-right government. The new law recognizes parental rights for same-sex couples, but will not allow gay men to acquire biological children by using surrogate mothers in Greece, an option currently available to women who can't have children for health reasons.
The main opposition to the gay marriage law has come from the powerful Greek Orthodox Church. Clergymen warned of the effect the legislation will have on traditional family values. Church supporters and conservative organizations staged a number of protests in the run-up to the vote. 16 EU nations have legalized gay marriage. This is SRN News. The Biden administration easing restrictions on banking giant Wells Fargo.
White House officials say the bank has sufficiently fixed its toxic culture after years of scandals. Investors speculate the bank, which had been under a tight leash by regulators for years, may be able to start growing again. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency terminated a consent order that required the bank to completely overhaul how it sold financial products to customers and provide additional consumer protections, as well as employee protections for whistleblowers.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Biden campaign embracing Chinese-owned TikTok in a bid to court younger voters, but a new AP-NORC poll finds that American adults have mixed views about whether the video sharing app should even operate in the U.S. 31% favoring a national ban on TikTok, 35% opposed, 31% neutral on the subject. More details, SRNnews.com.